We're in Hilchos Sukkos, Simen Tov Resh Lamed Gimel. We're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Sifim Gimel through Vav. So we begin Siv Gimel Sukkos Shechalala Yoser Michof Ama. We'd previously learned the halacha that if a sukkah is higher than 20 amos, meaning if you've got more than 20 amos of airspace from the floor to the schach, the halacha is that the sukkah is possible. Because in order to make such a sukkah, you will generally have to make it very sturdy. That'll be a diras keva, and sukkah is supposed to be a diras arai. Says the Mechaber now, sukkah shechalala yoser michof ama, where you had more than 20 amas, the sola badvorin noim, and you went and you hung nice sukkah, all sorts of nice things, vayidekach nismayet chalala, and they went and they made the airspace a lot less. Lo heva miyut, that is not considered minimizing it, meaning you are still considered having a sukkah of 20 amas. V'chein im miyata b'chorem uksosos lo heva miyut. The same thing goes, if you put a bunch of blankets down, it's still not considered having made it less than 20 amas. V'afilu bitlam, even if you decided that you're going to leave them there. Now what's the reason? So we have two reasons here. As far as the first one is concerned, the miyut on top doesn't help you, because on top it's got to be the schach that is not above 20 amis, and here the schach is still above 20 amis. The fact that you put other things in there is not going to help you. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the issue of what happens if my nois sukkah would be a material that is kosher for schach, but I didn't put it there for the sake of schach. I put it there for the sake of noi. His conclusion is that it doesn't work. Since I put it there l'shem noi sukkah, it would not work to be mamayit the chalol. It's got to be that what I have there for the sake of schach is within 20, or is not higher than 20 amas. What happens if you're putting it for both? That would work. Meaning, if you put something that's kosher for schach, you want it to be the schach, but you sort of like the idea that it looks the way it does. You've chosen specific schach for aesthetic purposes. The halach is that that's good, as long as your kavanah was also for the sake of schach. Now, the second half of it, where it says that if you put blankets down there, it's not a miyut, that's for a totally different reason. And that is because even though you were mevatel, you decided that it's going to become part of the floor, I'm leaving it there, it's bot ladato etzel kol adam. Most people do not go and leave their blankets on the floor. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does discuss the halacha of what about the kinds of things that are decorative that people do put at the bottom of a surface and they'll actually leave it there. And there he says it would not be a problem. In other words, this halacha of batla datu etzel kol adam is extremely subjective. If this is the kind of thing that a person would generally not want to leave on the floor long term, then, of course, batla dato, it would not help. It's not as if the floor came up. Whereas, if it's the kind of thing that people would leave there, then we do not say batla dato. As far as what the definition of bitl is, exactly how long you have to mevatel it for, that we'll see in the next sif. Says the Mechaber, sif dalet, miyata b'teven u'bitlo hareza miyut. If you put straw down on the floor and you were mevatel it, then that is a miyut. Why? Because it's normal for someone to make straw the floor of a sukkah, of a small hut, of anything. So there, when you're mevatel, we do not say batla dato etzel kol adam, that your das is batel as compared to what the norm is. Vein sarach lomer ofru bitlo. Certainly in the case of dirt, you actually put dirt there and you want to make it part of the floor. Dirt is something that someone would make the floor of their sukkah. Aval stam, what happens if you just put dirt or straw down there? Eino miyut, that is not going to work. Afilu ba'ofer, achi yevatlenu b'peh. You must actually verbally state that you want this to be part of the floor. Only then does it become the floor. That would raise the level of your sukkah. Otherwise, it would be considered that your sukkah begins from the floor under it, and this is something in your sukkah, which doesn't make your sukkah any smaller. Now, first of all, they bring down that it's only straw, but if you're talking about grain, no one makes grain part of the floor, so even if you're mevatel, we say batla dato etzel kol adam. What does bitl mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says that there's a machlokis in Hilchos Shabbos, actually. There's a machlokis if it is a bitl liolam or a bitl lezayin. Does that have to be a bitl forever or only for as long as you need your sukkah to stand? La halacha, he says, rov poskim ar mekel. The achronim are nota lahokel. Now, let's say you had a case where your sukkah was higher than 20 amas. you went ahead and you took dirt and made it smaller. So we have a kasha here. The halacha is that let's say your schach was pasul, and it was put there bipsul, and then it became kasha automatically. One of the cases that we had was you put your schach on, and there was no airspace whatsoever. You put on schach, and then you dig under it to create airspace to make a sukkah. The halacha is that your schach was pasul because of tasev olomina osui. Chak hasukkah is tasev lecha. You have to go and create a sukkah. It has to be made. The schach is the essence of the sukkah. Your sukkah just presto came to be. Meaning your schach was sitting there. It was not kosher schach because there was no airspace under it. When the airspace was created, it, in a roundabout way, made your schach kosher. That's not called an asiyah. Why over here, if you were memayated ba'ofer, do we not say that it's tasev v'lom and asui? Your schach was above 20, so it was pasul. Now by raising the level of the floor of your sukkah, it automatically became kosher. Let this be tasev v'lom and asui. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there was no psul in the schach here. It was just in the wrong place. By making your sukkah higher, you made it kosher. There's no tasev v'lom and asui if the schach was placed in a way that the schach itself is kosher, and that you had sukkah under it. It's just that the sukkah was pasul for some reason. Remove the psul of the sukkah, your schach was always schach kosher. So there's a chiddush here that you can be mamayit it without any need to pick up to lift the schach in order to be machshir it, to make it an asiyah. Now, it's said here in the Mechaber that you need bitul bepeh. You actually have to say it out, you have to verbalize it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those who are makel and say that bitul belave, just thinking about it, if you say to yourself, I am hereby making this my ground, my floor, that is good enough. Now, what is the halacha if someone went ahead and had a sukkah that was lamala michaf, and let's say he went ahead and put something there to be mamayit it, but he never had the kavana to be mevatel it. In other words, he put something there, say before Yontif, he put dirt there to make the sukkah smaller, but he did not know that you have to be mevatel it. He did not know that you have to have the kavana, and hereby being mevatelis, so that it makes your sukkah kosher. He found out about that on Yontif. Are you allowed to do bittul on Yontif? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, for two reasons. One reason is by being mevatelit, you're over on binyan. You are now making it part of the. You are now making it part of the floor. It's not binyan mamish. It's ke'en binyan. He says. Another reason is because you're being metakin the sukkah, which is a tikkun mana derabanan. It is making something kosher that wasn't. So for both of those reasons, you cannot do this on Yantif. Sifhei. Hoyse gavoa michaf. Let's say it was higher than 20 amis. Uvonava itzdaba, you built a platform. Keneged dofen ha'amsoi, by, against the middle wall. So we're talking about a three-walled sukkah. Stam sukkah in Chazal is three walls, and the fourth one is the entrance. You have a three-walled sukkah, and the second wall, meaning the wall in the middle between the two sides, is the wall that is facing the entrance. So what did you do now? You went ahead, your sukkah was higher than 20, you built a platform, say, halfway from the entrance towards the back wall. So that if you'd walk in, it's still up above 20, and then you have a step up that takes you to the upper platform for the second half of your sukkah, and that is now beneath 20. This platform, you were mevatel it, this now becomes part of your sukkah. So what's the halacha there? So the halacha, the halacha there is, al pnei kula, it goes from side to side, but only in half of the sukkah, the inner half, uva shir sukkah, and you have seven tefachim in there, so that alone is a kosher sukkah. Ksheira kol ha-sukkah. Afilu mitzvah v'hala. The halacha is, even the first part of the sukkah, from the door to the yitzhak, is also kosher. Why is that? Once I have a kosher sukkah with three walls, 7x7 tefachim, that then is machshir the entire area as psal ha-yotzim and ha-sukkah. The halacha is that once I have a kosher sukkah with three walls and all of the other requirements for making your sukkah kosher, the halacha is that is machshir the rest of the sukkah as well. That is in Sifhei, where the itztaba, where my platform was against the middle wall. In bana itztaba min hatzad, What happens if the platform was against one of the other two walls? So let's just imagine this. I have a three-walled sukkah. When I face the entrance, which is that fourth side that is open, so I have a platform, say, on my right, whereas on my left, it's still left at ground level. So that on my right, there's a platform. It's got one wall and a half a wall. Right? It's got one wall of the right side and half of the middle wall. Even if this has a sheer sukkah of 7 by 7 tefachim, it's only got two kosher walls. So here, I don't have a kosher sukkah. Im bana yitzah b'minat sad. So what will the halacha be? It shouldn't be kosher. Im yesh mina yitzah b'ad kos l'asheni pachas midalar amis k'sheira ala yitzah b'davka v'im lav psula. What's this? We previously learned the halacha of dofen akuma, where if you have schach pasul, the halacha is that if the schach pasul is against a wall, we would see that as an extension of the wall. We say that the wall goes up and bends, and the schach pasul becomes part of the wall. What follows it is schach kosher, and if it has hechsher sukkah, that's good. With the condition that it's not more than 4 amas. You cannot have a dofen akuma that goes more than 4 amas, and the Mishnah Berurah also said that it's got to be that the schach, that the walls reach the schach, or at least within 3 tefachim of the schach. So in this case, let's just imagine what you've got here. To your right, there's a platform with one wall, and half of the middle wall, a second wall. On your left, it's puzzle. But you have a wall going up, and then schach, which is above 20. So the schach above 20 becomes an extension of the wall. So what you end up having is a third wall here, which means the left wall goes up, bends with the schach that is lamala michaf, reaches the schach that is under chaf, because it's above the platform. So the platform now got for itself 3 walls. The right wall, half the middle wall, and the left wall. But here, we're not going to make the rest psal hayotzim and asukah. Here, the rest of it will be puzzled for a very simple reason. If the way we got a third wall was by making half of the schach into wall, if you sit under that, you're not sitting under schach, you're sitting under wall. So, here we have the difference between Sifhei and Sifvav. In Sifhei, where the area was kosher, you had 7 by 7 with 3 walls, because the platform was against the back of the sukkah. It had a wall on the right, a wall on the left, a half wall on the right, a half wall on the left, and a complete wall in the back. And it was 7 by 7, so it's a kosher sukkah. Everything connected to it is kosher too, as long as it's got schach on top of it. Not so when you got to Sivvav, where the platform was on the right. So there what you have is a sukkah with only 2 walls. In order to be machshirit, you have to do a dofen akuma. You have to take the left wall and bend that and include half the schach as the wall. So you couldn't sit under that schach now, because that's wall. It's not schach.